Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 2 o'clock update on Hurricane Irene. Irene's weakened just a little bit. The maximum winds are now 100 miles an hour, but don't let that fool you. It's still a very large hurricane. The hurricane force winds go out at least 80 miles from the center. And we already have tropical storm outer rain bands with tropical storm conditions coming on shore on North Carolina. The storm is still moving straight north at about 14 miles per hour, and on this path, the onset of heavier tropical storm conditions and hurricane conditions will occur later this afternoon and then overnight tonight, with the center passing across eastern North Carolina. Hurricane warnings are in effect all the way from the South Carolina-North Carolina state line to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, with the hurricane watch in effect to the mouth of the Merrimack River to the north of the hurricane warning. Storm surges in the 6 to 11 foot range are possible, especially in the rivers that come out into the sounds in eastern North Carolina, where the water can pile up. Along the immediate coast, in addition to the storm surge, you'll have large battering waves, tremendous beach erosion, and rip currents in there. Next up will be the Hampton Roads area, and then the Mid-Atlantic coastlines of eastern Maryland, Delaware, and then the Jersey Shore later tomorrow into Sunday morning. And then on Sunday day, the storm should go through New England. Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 2 o'clock update.